listening to The Right Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
No excuses. Look, no excuses.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Good morning. Good morning. It's time to rumble. We're here with Seve, Gabrielle, and with Mammon. I forgot one of my students' names yesterday.
Yes.
One of my best students. And her name is Maria.
Maria.
My mind went blank. I thought, what's her name? Oh my God, Maria.
You got blank.
Poor thing. I went blank. Yeah, so if Maria's listening, I'm heartily sorry. How do you say that in Spanish? I'm heartily sorry. Yeah, no, what I thought it was sometimes my mother, and there are five of us kids in the family, and her mind goes blank with us. Sometimes she calls me the dog's name. She gets my sister's names mixed up, so now I understand her.
Oh,
my God. Kids are students. Now, ask me if I've ever taught in China.
Have you ever taught in China?
What does she want to know?
She wants to know if you've ever taught in China.
Yes, I have. Okay. Ask me if it was easy.
Was it easy?
It was really easy. Ask me why it was easy.
Why was it easy?
Very good. Why do you think it was easy?
Because the students were good.
Students were good. Because their culture... And in many of the Asian cultures especially, and I would also say in the cultures of former Soviet bloc countries, former Eastern bloc countries, the role of the teacher was very much revered. Hmm. Now ask me if it's easy to teach Spanish people.
Is it easy to teach Spanish people?
No, it's not.
No?
I mean, why not?
Why isn't it easy?
Well, a student, a Spanish lady, yesterday wrote in a report on one of our teachers in the training, those classes that you guys go to. She said that it's very important that you inform and train the teachers on the anarchic mindset of the Spanish students. Now, what do you think she means?
Yes, we don't have discipline. We don't like discipline.
Well, actually, I think you do. I think you actually like it, but it must be strongly imposed by the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't that naturally, because when I was teaching in China and Richard was there with our good colleague and friend Daryl, the students were always on time for class, and they came and they wore these little these were young engineering students, like mostly between 18 and 21 years old, and they wore these little backpacks. How do you say backpack in Spanish?
Mochila.
Yeah. And funnily enough, they would not put the backpack on the floor. They would wear it during the class. So they would sit at their chair, and they would always sit forward. They would never sit back in the chair. They would always lean forward. And they always did their homework, and they always paid attention. I thought, wow, this is easy. But I think, actually, it's more fun to teach Spanish people because the teacher must bring out their leadership skills better.
Yeah.
And so this is something that when our teachers are trained, it's very difficult for them. But, of course, if they are Spanish, many of our best teachers are, it's easy because they understand what it's like. But a lot of young Irish teachers, young British teachers, they expect that the student, if they're coming to class, is going to behave themselves.
Hmm.
And it's not the case. But that's life. That's reality. So, that's this morning's sermon. Over. What's a sermon? How do you say a sermon in Spanish?
Sermon.
Sermon. Yeah, very good. Another word that we use, at least in the Catholic Church, is homily. The homily.
Homilia.
Yeah. Let's start with a little bit of the past conditional. Would you have come to this class if your English had been perfect? Give me a full answer.
No, I wouldn't have come to this class if my English had been perfect.
Good again.
No, I wouldn't have come to this class if my English had been perfect.
Good. Would Spain have joined the European Union if it had been located in the Far East?
No, Spain wouldn't have joined. Spain wouldn't have joined the European Union if it had been located in the Far East.
Good. If you had won the Christmas lottery last year, would you have given me half of your winnings?
Yes, if I'd won the Christmas lottery last year, I would have given you half of it.
Okay, half of my winnings. Very good. something that, sorry, no, this is for the next question. If you had grown up in Japan, would you have become fluent in Japanese?
If I had been born in Japan, I would have come fluent in Japanese.
No, say it again.
I would have come.
Become.
I would have become fluent in Japanese.
If I had.
If I had been born in, if I had been raised.
If I had been born in Japan, I would have.
If I had.
Raised up.
Grown up.
Grown up.
If I had grown up. If I had grown up in Japan, I would have become fluent in Japanese.
Good. Something I often wonder about is, but I know the answer. If, for example, the four of us here, imagine Richard Vaughan said, right, we're going to do an experiment. We're going to pay you guys a lot of money. You're going to leave your families, your jobs, your life for 6 months. And we're going to fly you to Rio de Janeiro. And from Rio de Janeiro, there's going to be a helicopter and it's going to take you. No, you're going to fly to a city called Manaus in the Amazonian jungle in Brazil. And then when you get to Manaus, a helicopter is going to come and is going to fly you and drop you into the deepest part of the jungle. And you're going to temporarily join one of the lost tribes of the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to live there. You're going to be with one tribe 10 kilometers away. I'm going to be with another one 10 kilometers away. You're going to be with another one. And 10 kilometers away, you're going to be with another one. But we have no contact with each other. So we live as individuals with these tribes. And we live there for 6 months. And they have their own language that nobody else speaks. Then after 6 months, they're going to come and get us. And they're going to bring us back. Would we be fluent in their language?
Probably we would.
Yeah, would we learn to read and write it?
No,
because there's probably no written or no written form.
Yeah.
Would we understand it perfectly?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Would we speak it without making any mistakes?
I don't think so, but
we'd make mistakes, but we would communicate perfectly.
Each other.
Yeah. So this is what we do in a way with Vaughan Town.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go there and you must speak English all day long, between 16 and 18 hours a day, and you're with native speakers, and it makes a difference. So maybe we should try this. If Germany had won the Second World War, would you have taken German classes when you were younger?
Yes, probably. If Germany had won the Second World War, I would have taken German classes.
What's the end of the sentence?
Probably.
Probably.
If Germany had won the Second World War, would you have taken German classes when you were younger?
Yes, if Germany had won the Second World War, I would have taken German classes when I was younger.
Very good. If Columbus hadn't discovered America, would someone else have discovered it?
Yes, if Columbus hadn't discovered America, someone else would have discovered it.
Very good. Now let's do a little bit more past conditional with logical conclusions. I came to Spain because I didn't have a good job in my country.
If you had a good job in your country, you wouldn't have come to Spain.
Very good. I came to Spain because my parents weren't ill.
If your parents were ill, you wouldn't have come to Spain. No, if your parents had been ill, you wouldn't have come to Spain.
Very good. Now, as a dentist, you're going to enjoy this story. I don't think she'll mind me telling this. My mother is 80 years old and she has very good teeth, but she has a little problem now with one of her molars. How do you say the molars?
Molaris.
And she has osteoporosis, so she has to take a special kind of medicine.
Oh, yes.
So she's gone to a dentist and specialist, specialist dentists, orthodontists, I think is another word that we use in English. And what they really should probably do is extract it. But they say that because of this medicine she takes, which is called Prolio, I don't know if you've heard of this.
Prolia, sorry.
It's a complication because it could maybe damage her jaw.
She can have necrosis.
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 And describe what necrosis is.
Is that the blood is not coming to the bone, so the bone dies.
You have an infection, and
it can kill you.
Okay. So they're reluctant to extract it for this reason. Now, ask me if she's applying any medicine to the tooth.
Is she applying any medicine to the tooth?
Yes, she is. Now, I'll give you a clue what the medicine is. She's a very Catholic Irish lady. What do you think the medicine is? And it's not whiskey.
It's not whiskey.
It's linked to prayer. It's a liquid.
It's a liquid.
Yes. How do you say that in English?
Blessing water.
Holy water.
Holy water.
Holy water. Now ask me if she's told this to the dentist and the doctor.
Has she told this to the dentist and the doctor?
Yeah, of course she has. Yes. What do you think they said? Well, they said, well, it's not doing any harm. And maybe psychologically it does
yes.
good.
Yeah.
So she has to wait and see what these guys decide.
She has to suspend the medicine for 6 months.
Yes, that's what they're saying. And then, of course, she's worried yeah. about what effect that will have on her yeah. osteo... How do you say osteoporosis in Spanish?
Osteoporosis.
Yeah, yeah. So these words are usually pretty easy. Okay. So that's a very an interesting story. I came to Spain because I was looking for adventure.
If you hadn't been looking for adventure, you wouldn't have come to Spain.
And again?
If you hadn't looking for adventure... Hadn't been no, looking for adventure.
Start from the beginning.
If you hadn't been looking for adventure, you wouldn't have come to Spain.
Good. I became an English teacher because I spoke perfect English.
If you hadn't spoken perfect English, you wouldn't have become an English teacher.
Very good. Hitler lost the war because he invaded the Soviet Union.
If Hitler hadn't invaded the Soviet Union, he would have won the war.
Very good. And also that you, I would say Soviet, possibly Richard would say Soviet. That was another pronunciation in English. Columbus discovered America because he had money from Spain.
If he hadn't had money from Spain, he wouldn't have been discovered America.
Now try again.
If he hadn't had money from Spain, he wouldn't have discovered America.
Very good, very good. St. Brendan, who was the true discoverer of America from Ireland, St. Brendan discovered America because God helped him.
If God hadn't helped him, he wouldn't, and St. Brendan wouldn't have discovered America.
Very good. God punished Cain because we're having a lot of religion this morning.
Yes.
God punished Cain because he killed his brother.
If Cain hadn't killed his brother, God wouldn't have punished him.
Very good. Noah built an ark because God told him it was going to rain.
If God hadn't told Noah it was going to rain, he wouldn't have built an ark.
Good. Moses took the Jews to Israel because they weren't happy in Egypt.
If they had been happy in Egypt, Moses wouldn't have taken them to Israel.
Yes, very good. I began teaching English because I needed money.
If you hadn't needed money, you wouldn't have teached English.
Ooh, try again. Try it.
If you hadn't needed money, you wouldn't have become English teacher.
If you hadn't needed money, you wouldn't have become an English teacher.
You wouldn't have begun teaching English. Try again from the beginning.
If you hadn't needed money, you wouldn't have begun.
So I began teaching English. Yeah.
If you hadn't needed money, you wouldn't have begun teaching English.
Good. I corrected you during the last class because you made some mistakes.
If I hadn't made any mistakes,
You wouldn't have corrected me.
If I hadn't made any mistakes, you wouldn't have corrected me. You wouldn't have corrected me.
I didn't buy a yacht last year because I didn't win the lottery.
If you had won the lottery, you would have bought a yacht.
Good. Philip didn't fight in the Vietnam War because he wasn't old enough.
If he hadn't been...
Try again.
If he had been...
Yes.
Young enough?
No. Opposite.
Old?
Yes, I remember it's young.
If he hadn't been...
No. So Philip didn't fight in the Vietnam War because he wasn't old enough. So remember, negative becomes positive, positive.
Okay.
If he had been old enough, he would have fought in the Vietnam War.
And repeat.
If he had been old enough, he would have fought in the Vietnam War.
Very good, very good. One more time.
If he had been old enough, he would have fought in the Vietnam War.
Very good. Ask me if Donald Trump fought in the Vietnam War.
Did Donald Trump fight in the Vietnam War?
No, he didn't. Ask me why he didn't fight in the Vietnam War.
Why didn't he fight in the Vietnam War?
Because he got a doctor's certificate.
Really?
He had what are called bone spurs. What are those? In his heels. Where there's a little bone growth. Apparently it's painful. Ask me if George Bush Jr. fought in the Vietnam War.
Did George Bush Jr. fight in the Vietnam War?
No, he didn't. Ask me why not.
Why didn't he?
because he was a member of the National Guard in Texas, which is the reserve army, and he didn't go. Ask me if Bill Clinton fought in the Vietnam War.
Did Bill Clinton fight in the Vietnam War? Vietnam War?
No, he didn't. Ask me why he didn't.
Why didn't he fight in the Vietnam War?
Because he was studying in Oxford in England. Yeah. Ask me if George Bush Sr. fought in the Second World War.
Did George Bush Sr. fight in the Second World War?
World War. Yes, he did. Ask me if he was a war hero.
Was he a war hero?
Yes, he was. He was in the Air Force, and I think he was awarded a medal for bravery. Actually, you can find on YouTube, he was on an aircraft carrier. How do you say an aircraft carrier?
Avión de carga.
Yeah, and he was in the Pacific. I believe it was the Pacific, and he was flying against the Japanese Zero. They were called Zeros, their planes. His plane was hit, and it was damaged, and he had to ditch it into the ocean. How do you say that in English? In Spanish?
No.
Yeah, he had to basically eject from the plane crashed into the sea, and he had to be saved from the ocean. But he was a very successful pilot. He was awarded a medal for bravery. Ask me if John F. Kennedy fought in the Second World War.
Did John F. Kennedy fight in the Second World War?
Yes, he did. Ask me if Dwight D. Eisenhower, known as Ike, fought in the Second World War.
Dwight Eisenhower fight in the Second World War?
Well, not just did he fight, he was maybe the most important, at least the most important American general in the European theater. On D-Day, he was very much in charge of D-Day, and maybe in the whole war effort, some would say he was the most important general. And of course, he became president. Ask me if Richard Nixon fought in the Second World War.
Did Richard Nixon fight in fight in the Second World War?
Yes, he did. Ask me if Gerald Ford fought in the Second World War.
Did Gerald Ford fight? Did Gerald Ford fight in the Second World War?
Yeah, yes, he did. And I'm not sure. I think Ronald Reagan and probably Jimmy Carter. I don't know. But yeah. So those older presidents were often people with a very strong war record. Okay, let's do a quick bit of translation. ¿Cuántas listas nos quedan?
How many lists do we have left?
Todavía nos quedan bastantes.
We still have many.
No, a lot. It's not wrong, but there's a better way of saying bastantes.
Quite a few.
So, todavía nos quedan bastantes.
We still have quite a few. More.
Left.
We still have quite a few left.
Very good. ¿Esperas que haga todas estas listas?
Do you expect me to do all these lists?
Very good. Si no, ¿para qué las he creado?
Otherwise,
Otherwise, why have I created them?
No, simple past.
Why did I create them?
Very good. Or what did I create them for? Yeah. Otherwise, why did I create them for? Very good. No, say it again for me. I want you to say what.
Otherwise, what did I create them for?
Good, one more time.
Otherwise, what did I create them for?
Good. ¿No es un hobby tuyo el hacer listas?
Isn't it a hobby of you to create these lists?
Almost. A hobby of?
Of yourself.
Yours.
Of yours. Okay. Isn't it a hobby of yourself? Of yours.
Yours.
Sorry. Isn't it a hobby of yours to create them?
El hacer listas.
To make them.
Okay, to make lists, yeah. And repeat again from the beginning.
Isn't it a hobby of yours to create, to make them?
To make lists.
To make lists.
Again.
Isn't it a hobby of yours to create lists?
Okay, enough. Yours. Yeah.
Okay, isn't it a hobby of yours to create lists?
Very good. Did you ever read the Winnie the Pooh books when you were a kid?
No, I didn't.
Did you ever read them?
No, I didn't.
Did you ever read them?
No.
One of the main characters was a character called Eeyore, who's a donkey. So, Eeyore. So, ¿no es un hobby tuyo el hacer listas?
Isn't it a hobby of Eeyore's to make lists?
Very good. ¿Qué crees que soy? ¿Un masoquista?
What do you think I am? ¿A masoquist?
Good. No, pero te gusta ejercer la mente. No.
No, but I like...
Sorry, no. No, pero te gusta... Ejercer la mente, ¿no?
Do you... Yeah.
Start with no.
No.
Yeah, because you're answering the previous question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but you like to ejercer, ejercer.
Yeah.
To...
Exercise your mind.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Ejercitar la mente, no?
Here it says ejercer. Is that wrong?
I think it's better ejercitar.
Yeah, okay, right.
No, no, but you like to to exercise your mind, isn't it?
Don't you?
Yeah.
No, but you like to exercise your mind, don't you?
No, exercise.
Exercise your mind, don't you? No, but you like to exercise your mind, don't you?
Good. Lo único que quiero hacer ahora es descansar.
The only thing I want to do now is to rest.
Good. Entonces, échate una siesta.
Then take a nap.
Good. No sería mala idea.
It wouldn't be a bad idea.
Good. Tómbate aquí mismo en el sofá.
Lay down here in the...
There's a debate in English about this. Better to say lie down.
Lie down?
Yes.
Here in the couch?
Almost.
Couch.
Lie
the
down.
The sofá.
Aquí mismo.
Lie down right here in the on the couch.
On the couch, yes.
Lie down right here on the couch.
Lie down right here in the couch.
On the couch.
On the couch.
Again.
Lie down right here on the couch.
Si empiezo a roncar, despiértame.
If I start snoring.
No, use the infinitive.
If I start to snore. If I start to snore, wake me up.
Very good. Now ask me if I got my hair cut the other day.
Did you get your hair cut the other day?
Yes, I did. Ask me if I fell asleep while I was getting my hair cut.
Did you fall asleep when you get your hair cut?
No, just once.
When you got your hair cut?
Yes, I did.
Really?
I hadn't slept the night before much, and it had been a long day, and I fell asleep. Ask me if the barber woke me up.
Did the barber wake you up?
Yes, he did. Ask me what he said to me.
What did he say to you?
He said, I don't want to cut your ear off. So, yeah.
But how long did it take him to cut your hair?
Oh, just about, I think, like 15 or 20 minutes. But I would say, I nodded off. How would you say that in Spanish? I nodded off. And the next...
I got a nap.
Yeah. So the next thing he said, señor, por favor. Yeah. No quiero que la gente en la sala de espera me oiga.
I don't want people in the...
La gente.
I don't want the people in the waiting room hear me.
Again.
I don't want the people in the waiting room to hear me.
Pondré música de fondo para que no te oigan.
I'll put background music.
No, you need a preposition.
On.
I'll put, yes.
I'll put on background music. So anyone can hear you.
Mm. Try it.
I'll put on some background music so everybody can listen to
me. Para que no te oigan.
So anyone can hear you.
So that anybody won't hear you.
So repeat after me. I'll put on background music so that they won't hear you.
I'll put on background music so anyone can hear you.
There's no anyone and no one. No.
I'll put on.
So they can't hear you.
Yes. Good. Again.
I'll put on background music so anyone. So they don't hear you.
Not don't. No.
They can't.
No. Won't.
Won't.
Won't. Okay. Try again. From the beginning.
I'll put on background music so they won't hear you.
Very good, very good. Ask him if he puts on background music in his surgery.
Do you put on some background music in your surgery?
Yes, I do.
Okay, ask him what kind of background music he puts on.
What kind of background music do you put on?
Any music. Anyone, any kind.
Ask him if it's music that he selects.
Is it music that you select?
Well... We usually put some YouTube music, some list or something.
Okay, all right. Yeah, this used to be called piped music.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And ask him if he knows what lift music is.
Do you know what lift music is?
No, I don't.
I don't know if this is a phenomenon in Spain, but if you get in a tall building, especially in the United States or London, and you get in the lift. There's music playing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And it's usually very bland music, and it's called lift music. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a famous guy called Kenny G.
Kenny G.
Yeah, he's very famous, but it's very bland music, and it's perfect for background music. Okay, let's do a quick bit of vocabulary. Approbación.
Approval.
Good. Capaz de.
Capable of.
Very good. Dudoso.
Doubtful.
Good. Pegamento.
Glue.
Very good. What's glue made from? Well, what did glue used to be made from?
From trees?
No, from a lot of the ingredient was dead horses.
Yes,
really?
Yes, yeah. Yes. I'm sure it's different now. Mientras tanto.
In the meantime.
Very good. Una idea general.
An overall idea.
There's one word, over.
Overview.
Very good. Trimestral o trimestralmente?
I knew it.
Quarterly.
Good.
Quarterly.
Very good. Petición.
Petition.
Or?
Or to...
Requirement?
Request.
Request, very good. Request. Yeah. Habitación y pensión completa. Now, this is a little bit obsolete, but... Habitación y pensión completa. How is habitación?
Room.
Very good. And?
All-inclusive.
No.
Room and board.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is a bit old-fashioned now, but no, maybe all-included. Yeah, very good. Cuerda o soga?
Rope.
Very good. Agudo o afilado?
Sharp.
And grueso o espeso?
Thick.
See you, folks. We'll be back with you in 4 minutes.
Si no te apuntas a los 6 días en Bowentown, lo único que podemos recomendar a cambio son 6 meses viviendo y trabajando en el extranjero, en un país de habla inglesa. Solo 6 días en Bowentown te aupa más que 6 meses fuera. ¿No nos crees? Manda a Bowentown a un amigo o empleado que esté desesperado con inglés y obsérvele 6 días después. El cambio que verás te sorprenderá. La inversión en tiempo y dinero tendrá un retorno impresionante.
Ven a la Neurona Summits Madrid el próximo martes 15 de octubre en el Centro de Convenciones Norte de Feria de Madrid. Un macroevento repleto de ponencias y paneles temáticos en materia de finanzas, recursos humanos, marketing, ventas, IT, autónomos, pymes. Más de 1.500 inscritos, 103 ponentes, entre ellos Richard Vaughan. Con su ponencia, El secreto de la buena formación, el reclutamiento. Un evento referente para el sector empresarial del país. Conoce las mejores prácticas para el desarrollo de la actividad directiva en el actual entorno de profunda transformación. La Neurona Summits 2019 llega a Madrid para dar respuestas a la transformación empresarial. Inscríbete gratis en summits.laneurona.com.
Vaughan y Disney presentan
Disney English Vaughan.
La magia de Disney en sus clases de inglés.
Ahora en Vaughan tus peques pueden aprender inglés con sus personajes favoritos Disney en un entorno creativo y lleno de diversión y aventura.
Historias interactivas, canciones, juegos y mucho más.
Con Disney English Vaughan aprenderán inglés sin darse cuenta de la mano de los mejores profesores.
Con Disney English y Vaughan llegarán hasta el infinito y más allá.
Disney English Vaughan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupovaughan.com y apúntalos ya.
Porque es compatible con tu jornada laboral, con un máximo de 6 alumnos por clase. Son los trimestrales de Vaughan. Exigentes, intensos. Sí, son los de Vaughan, con más de 40 años de experiencia. Elige el día de la semana y déjate de excusas. Ven a nuestro centro Vaughan en Madrid, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta, o en la calle Arapiles 18. Más información en el 91-133-5833. Trimestrales de Vaughan. 3 meses y notarás la diferencia.
Buenas tardes. ¿En qué puedo ayudarle?
Hello there. This is Sonia Clark. I have a meeting with Mr. Garcia tomorrow, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to call it off. Could you please let him know? I know it's a very important meeting and I'm really sorry, but I think it's very unlikely that I can make it.
Yes, yes. Uy, se horta a cobertura. Bye bye.
¿Quién era, Patri?
Nadie, se habían equivocado.
¿Problemas con el inglés en tu trabajo? Tú tienes una necesidad real de aprender inglés. Tú buscas los mejores resultados. Lo que para muchos parecía una quimera es ahora una realidad constatable. Llámanos al 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Disney English Vaughan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupovaughan.com y apúntalos ya.
El presente perfecto en inglés se forma con el auxiliar have, que en tercera persona del singular cambia...
¡Madre mía! Con el profesor.
Deja de estudiar y empieza a aprender. Stop studying and start learning.
Apúntate en nuestra web en grupovaughan.com.
Time to pick up the pace here a little bit. Okay, let's go. 8808.
8,808.
Good. 8081.
8,081.
Good. 1812.
1,812.
Good. 4555.
4,555.
5554.
5,554.
Almost careful of your pronunciation of five.
5,554.
Very good. 5545.
5,545.
3611.
3,641.
3,611.
3,611.
Good again.
3,611.
6119.
6,119.
Again.
6,119.
8781.
8,781.
7816.
7,816.
Good. 1141.
1,141.
Good. 1410.
1,410.
Good. 3306.
3,306.
Good. 3064.
3,064.
1646.
1,664 and 46. 1,646.
2,577.
2,577.
5,776.
5,776.
7,764.
7,764.
Good. Say it again.
7,764.
Very good. 9,698.
9,698.
Good. 6,989.
6,889.
I don't know.
6,989.
Good, again.
6,989.
Okay, for your pronunciation.
6,989.
6,989.
609,000.
6,989.
6,989.
Good. 4,658.
4,658.
Now say it again.
4,698.
4,658.
4,658. Good. 8,291.
8,291.
Very good. 2,375.
2,375.
3,755.
3,755.
Very good. 7,552.
7,552.
5,524.
5,524.
Very good. And again?
5,524.
Very good. Now ask her if she's watching a TV series right now.
Are you watching a TV series right now?
Series.
Series.
Again?
Are you watching a TV series right now?
Yes, I am.
Ask her what it's called.
What is called?
Mm.
What's it called?
Good. What's it called?
What's it called?
Good.
It's called Outlander.
Very good. Ask her what it's about.
What's about? What is it about?
Good. What's it? What's it?
What's it about?
Yeah.
It's the story of a lady that lives first. The movie starts. It's set in 1945, and she's a nurse, and she goes back in time, and well, she's married with another man.
You can say married. With more common, married to.
She's married to a man who is I think is a professor or something. And in their honeymoon, and on their honeymoon, they go to a place in Scotland, and she touched a stone.
Yeah.
And she goes back in time to 17 something.
Also in Scotland.
Also in Scotland, in the Highlands.
In the Highlands. How do you say Highlands in Spanish?
En las Tierras Altas.
Yes, very good. And ask her if the main actress is Irish.
Is the main actress Irish?
She is.
Now ask her if she plays an Irish woman.
Does she play an Irish woman?
No. She plays a British, an English woman.
An English woman.
An English woman.
Okay, very good.
She's called Sassenach. That it means...
Sassenach.
Sassenach.
Yeah, which is the Gaelic for Saxon, for an Englishman.
Yes, for an Englishman.
Because in Irish it's Sassenach.
Because she's an English in a Scottish place.
Yeah, yeah, and it's not a term of affection. That word. Yeah, very good.
And it's during the historic moment. It's very interesting as well.
Okay, very good. All right, and let's do a quick question mix from English O'Clock. Do you know what hospital you were born in?
Yes, I do.
Ask him what hospital he was born in.
What hospital were you born in?
I was born in O'Donnell Maternity.
Ah, very good. Okay. Do you enjoy reviewing the basics?
Yes, I enjoy reviewing the basics a lot.
Good. Okay. How often do you have a snack at 3 a.m.?
I never have snack at 3 a.m.
A snack.
A snack at 3 a.m.
And again?
I never have a snack. Well, sometimes I have a snack. Well, snack, no, lunch.
At 3 a.m.?
Oh, no, sorry.
Yes.
I never have a snack at 3 a.m.
Very good. How long does a game show usually last?
A what?
A game show.
What's a game show?
Yeah. What's a game show in Spanish?
I don't know.
Un juego de mesa.
No. That's a board game. A game show.
Los programas de tele.
Yeah.
Game show. Yeah, yeah.
How do you say game show in Spanish?
Concurso.
No.
Yeah, like you have what
concurso
you call
a contest.
Saber y ganar.
Ah. Yes.
Yeah, the Richard Brown does. Yeah. That's what we
don't
call it.
Don't you call that a contest?
Not really. We say game show.
A game show.
A game show usually lasts 1 hour.
Very good. Do you watch game shows every day?
No, I don't.
Very good. Ask me if I'm trying to eat less before Christmas.
Are you trying to eat less before Christmas?
Kind of, not really. Did you blow your nose yesterday?
No, I didn't.
And how do you say blow your nose in Spanish?
Sonarse.
Very good. Who uses, which makes me laugh because it's like sound yourself.
Who?
Sound yourself. Sonarse. Yeah, we said blow your nose. I sounded myself. Who uses tissues, you or me?
Both of us use tissues.
Are you going to have a hamburger next week?
No, I am not.
Very good. Can you jump as high as a kangaroo?
No, I can't.
Very good. Do you know how high kangaroos can jump?
Yes, I do.
How high do you think? Give it a guess.
I think they can jump 3 meters.
Apparently about 2 meters. Is ice colder than water with ice? Is ice colder than water with ice?
Yes, it is.
Very good. When was the last time you sang a song?
The last time I sang a song was 1 year ago.
Ask him what he sang.
what did you sing?
I don't remember.
No? Ask Mammon when she last sang a song.
When did you last sang a song?
Careful.
When did you last sing a song?
Good.
I sang a song yesterday.
Ask what she sang.
What did you sing?
As we are rehearsing now, the show must go on. I was learning.
The show must go on. All right. Did you smoke a cigarette yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Do you live in Spain?
Yes, I do.
Very good. What were you doing yesterday when the news was on?
I was in theater classes when the news was on.
Very good. How often do you watch the news?
I watch the news every day.
Very good. Are there waiters in restaurants?
Yes, there are. There are.
Yes, very good. How long does it take to cook pasta?
It takes 10 minutes to cook pasta.
Good. Can you put together a bouquet of flowers?
No, I can't.
What's a bouquet of flowers in Spanish?
Un bouquet de flores.
Oh, you say bouquet?
Un bouquet, un ramo.
Okay, very good. All right. Did you speak to a stranger yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Ask him if he had a class with an Irishman yesterday.
Did you have a class with an Irishman yesterday?
Yes, I had a very good class with an Irishman yesterday.
Ask him what part of Ireland his teacher is from.
What part of Ireland is that teacher from?
I don't know, really, because I don't ask personal questions.
Okay, very good. All right, he's from a place called Kilkenny in the southeast of Ireland, a very beautiful place. Are you afraid of snakes?
Yes, I am.
Do you know anybody who works as a flight attendant?
Yes, I do.
Ask him who he knows who works as a flight attendant.
Who do you know who works as a flight attendant?
Very good.
I know Olivia.
Very good. How far is it from Seoul to your house?
It's 15 kilometers from Seoul to my house.
Very good. How long does it take you to cook soup?
It takes me about 45 minutes to cook a soup.
You can say without an article. Soup.
Okay.
Yeah. Cook soup. Yeah. Very good. Ask me if I can cook soup.
Can you cook soup?
Yes, actually. It's one of the few things that I can cook. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a special soup, an Irish special soup?
No, potato soup, of course.
Yeah.
Potato and leek. What are leeks in Spanish?
Puerros.
Yeah. That would be quite common. And then when I was growing up, we had very common what was called oxtail soup. What's oxtail?
Oxtail.
What's an ox?
Un zorro.
No, ox. Mm. That's a fox.
Yes. An ox.
A big, big animal. Huge animal.
Oxtail. Yes, true.
So,
cola de buey.
Yeah, so when I came here and you eat rabo de toro, I was thinking, we never ate the meat, but my mother would make oxtail soup.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so common anymore. Chicken soup is also very, very common. Yeah. Are there any paper clips in your pocket?
No, there aren't.
How do you say paper clips in Spanish?
Un clip.
Yeah, very good. Ask me if my mother ever gave me a clip around the ear.
Did your mother ever give you a clip around the ear?
Very good. A couple of times. What does it mean to get a clip around the ear?
To give you a clack, slap.
Yeah, how do you say it in Spanish?
Pegarte una torta.
Yeah, but I mean, because the ear hurts. Yeah. Ask me if I deserved it.
Did you deserve it?
Probably, yeah. Do you like speaking in front of big crowds?
No, I don't.
Ask me if I like speaking in front of big crowds.
Do you like speaking in front of big crowds?
Actually, yes, I don't mind. Did you fall asleep quickly last night?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Are most keyboards black?
Yes, they are.
Very good. How far is it from your house to the nearest pharmacy?
50 meters. It's 50 meters
from
my house to the nearest pharmacy.
Very good. Ask him how many pharmacies there are on his street.
How many pharmacies are there?
Pharmacies.
How many pharmacies are there in the street?
On your street.
How many pharmacies are there on your street?
I don't know. Maybe 50.
50?
Yes.
All because you live on a very long street.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Ask me how many pharmacies there are on my street.
How many pharmacies are there in your street? How many pharmacies are there on your street?
I think there are 10 or 12. Yeah, really? Spain is a great place for pharmacies.
Yes.
Yeah, and ATM machines. Is there a car dealership near your house?
Yes, there is.
Okay, very good. Ask me if there's a McLaren car dealership near my house.
Is there a McLaren car dealership near your house?
No. Do you know what a McLaren is?
Yes.
Those very expensive British sports cars. No, but a good friend of mine, Antonio, who runs our office in Valencia, is on a short holiday in Zurich. How do you say Zurich in Spanish?
Zurich.
He's in Zurich. And he says it's the most expensive place he's ever been. A bottle of water was €8.50.
Wow.
A beer was €11. In a normal restaurant, the main courses were 37, 38 euro. And he said he walked past a McLaren dealership. Because, of course, there's so much money. There are so many banks. How long does it take you to change the rubbish bag?
It takes me 10 seconds to change the rubbish bag.
When was the last time you agreed with someone on something?
The last time I agreed with someone on something was yesterday.
Very good. Ask him what he agreed on.
What did you agree on?
I don't know.
Okay, right. No, ask him how his dog is.
How's your dog?
It's very bad.
Same?
Yes.
No change?
It's worse.
Okay, yeah. Let's do a little bit more vocabulary. So, cuerda o soga?
Rope.
Good. Agudo, afilado?
Sharp.
Grueso, espeso?
Thick.
Agradecer?
To thank.
Good. Another way of saying it. To...
Appreciate.
Yeah.
To appreciate.
Very good. Sacar un tema as a phrasal verb.
To bring up.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Now, ask her if she brought her children up well.
Did you bring up your children?
Yeah, or did you bring your children? Both, all right, yeah.
Did you bring up your children well?
Well, I think I did.
Okay, ask him if he brought his children up well.
Did you bring up your children well?
Well, I think so.
Okay, ask him if his parents brought him up well.
Did your parents bring you up well?
My parents brought me up very well.
Very good, very good. Coordinate. Ask him if his parents ever listen to this program.
Do your parents ever listen to...
Parents.
Do your parents ever listen to this program?
No, they don't.
Ask him if his brother ever listens to him.
Does your brother ever listen to you?
Not usually, but he listened one of them.
Listens to one of them?
Well, he listened to one of them.
He listened to one of them?
Listened to one of them.
Okay, ask me if my family ever listens to me.
Does your family ever listen to you?
Sometimes, yeah. As with the story about the tooth, I'll tell my sisters and they'll send the podcast to
really?
My mother. Yeah. Desmantelar.
To dismantle.
Very good. Coordinar.
To coordinate.
Very good. Tener en cuenta.
To have in mind.
And another way of saying it. Perfectly correct, but another way, instead of have?
To bear. To bear.
Bear in mind.
Okay, and?
To mind.
To mind.
Now, how do you say team in Spanish?
Equipo.
Take away the two vowels on either side. What's left? What's left in the middle?
To keep in mind.
To keep in mind. Keep very in good, mind. Yeah. Levantar.
To lift.
Good. Cuidar as a phrasal verb.
To take care of.
Yes, and another way of saying it?
To watch. To look after.
Very good. Yeah. If you go to Ireland, for example, and you meet people then you in the street, you know, and you talk to them, and then as you're leaving, instead of saying goodbye, they'll say, "Look after yourself."
Yeah.
Look after yourself. Yeah. Mind
take
yourself.
Take care as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Asegurarse de.
To assure.
Good. Now a more common way of saying it with make.
To make sure.
To make sure. Very good. Resolver.
To solve.
Good. Apretar.
To tight. To tight. Apretar.
To
you're missing a
to
syllable.
To tighten.
Good. Inestable.
Unsteady.
Good. Another way of saying it, almost literal translation.
Unstable.
Okay, for your pronunciation.
Unstable.
Unstable. Very good. Where does a horse usually live?
In a stable.
In a stable. Very good. Who describes himself as a stable genius? A very famous man. He currently describes himself as a stable genius.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Donald Trump. He says this all the time about himself. What do you say in Spanish? Que no tiene abuela. How do you say that? How do you say that in English? Self-praise is no praise.
It's no praise.
Self-praise is no praise, yeah. Extraño o raro?
Weird.
Good. Another way of saying it?
Strange.
Another way of saying it?
Uncommon.
Unusual.
Unusual.
Unusual, yeah. Modo de vivir.
Way of living.
Okay, another way of saying it. Way of... How do you say vida?
Of life.
Yeah, again?
Way of life.
Okay, let's do a bit more translation here. ¿Por qué te muerdes las uñas?
Why do you bite your nails?
Good. Deja de morderte las uñas.
Stop biting your nails.
No lo puedo evitar.
I can't help it.
Very good. Ask me if I used to bite my nails when I was a child.
Did you used to bite your nails when you were a child?
Yeah. Yeah, ask me why I stopped.
Why did you stop?
I don't know. I don't remember stopping. I just did. Yeah. Es uno de tus muchos vicios.
It's one of your
bad vices.
Muchos.
Many.
Yes.
Many bad things. Oh my gosh. It's one of your many vices.
Good. Another way of saying it. Instead of vice,
bad. Bad habits.
Yes, good.
Again. Bad habits. It's one of your many bad habits.
Yes, it's mentioned by my good friend Antonio Greppi, who runs our Valencia office before. He and I, in 2004, in the summertime, we did a summer camp with kids in Cerezo de Abajo, which is on the road to Burgos, a tiny village. And at the beginning, when you first teach kids, it's quite stressful. I admire people who teach kids every day with 30, 35 kids in the classroom because it's at the beginning, it's stressful. Then it gets better. And because it was a camp and the kids were aged between 6 and 12, and I don't usually smoke, but when we would have a break, he'd say, "Let's go for some vice," which means we would go outside the wall of the camp and we would have some cigarettes. And of course, we thought the kids didn't notice, but of course, kids notice everything. And so after a few days, the kids would say, "Ah, yeah, you're going to have vice. We know you're smoking cigarettes." I mean, no, not at all. Okay, so es uno de tus muchos vicios.
It's one of your many bad habits.
Tal vez, pero a diferencia tuya, nunca he arañado a nadie. Tal vez.
Arañado.
Arañado, ya. Yeah. ¿Eh? How is it, tal vez?
Maybe.
Ya. Yeah. But, pero a diferencia tuya.
Maybe, but not as
unlike you. Unlike.
Very good, well done.
Unlike you.
Yes, unlike you.
Unlike you, I've never scratched anyone.
Very good. And I'll say the full sentence.
Maybe, but unlike you, I've never scratched anyone.
Okay, I've never scratched.
I've never scratched anyone.
Very good. Me lo sé de memoria.
I know it by heart.
Good. And in Ireland we say, I know it off by heart.
Off by heart.
We're only in Ireland, yeah. Tardé una hora en memorizarlo.
It took me an hour to memorize it.
Very good. Ask me if we've been speaking English in Ireland for 1,000 years.
You've been...
ask me if.
If you have...
Ask me if.
If.
But ask me.
Have you been...
Yes.
Have you been speaking English for more than 100 years, you say?
1,000.
Yes.
1,000. Have you been speaking English for more...
No, in Ireland. Have you been speaking
have
English?
You been, have you been speaking English in Ireland for more than 1,000 years?
No, not quite 1,000, but close. Probably about 950 years. So when American people say, ugh, when they make fun of it, I say, hey, you guys have been speaking for about 350 years. We're ahead of you by about 550. So, yeah. Los que están en favor, que levanten la mano.
The ones that are in favor, raise your hand.
Or you could say all in favor.
All in favor.
Yeah, and what's the opposite? All in favor and all? All against.
Against.
Yeah, very good. No puedo levantar esta caja.
I can't lift this box.
Good. B. Miles de pájaros en el cielo.
I saw thousands of birds in the sky.
Very good. ¿No te he dicho un millón de veces que no exageres?
Haven't I told you a million times not to exaggerate?
I love this sentence.
Now, careful. How do you say exageres? How do you pronounce it?
Exaggerate.
Yeah. How do you say huevos?
Eggs.
Yeah. So, haven't I told you?
Haven't I told you 1,000 times?
A million times.
A million times not to exaggerate.
Exaggerate. Yeah. How do you say examine?
Examine. Exam.
Yeah. Exam.
Exam.
Yeah. Like eggs and Sam.
Hmm.
Exam. Exam. Very good. Very good. Now, tell me to get up.
Get up.
What does he want me to do?
He wants you to get up.
What am I going to do?
You're going to get up.
What am I about to do?
You're about to get up.
What will I do?
You'll get up.
What have I done?
You've gotten up.
Very good. What did I do?
You got up.
Tell me to sit down.
Sit down.
What does he want me to do?
He wants you to sit down.
What am I going to do?
You're going to sit down.
What am I about to do?
You're about to sit down.
What will I do?
You will sit down.
What have I done?
You've sat down.
What did I do?
You sat down.
Very good. Tell me to get back up.
Get back up.
What does he want me to do?
He wants you to get back up.
What am I going to do?
You're going to get up back. Get back up.
Again?
You're going to get back up.
Good. What will I do?
You'll get back up.
Very good. What have I done?
You've got back up.
Very good. Or gotten back up both, yes. What did I do?
You got back up.
Again?
You got back up.
Very good. Now tell me to sit back down.
Sit back down.
What does he want? Again?
Sit back down.
Back. Sit back
sit
down.
Sit back down.
What does he want me to do?
He wants you to sit back down.
What am I going to do?
You're going to sit back down.
Very good. What will I do?
You'll sit back down.
What am I about to do?
You're about to sit back down.
Very good. What have I done?
You've sat back down.
Very good. And again?
You've sat back down.
Very good. Tell me to stand back up.
Stand back up.
What does he want me to do? She want me to do?
She wants you to stand back up.
What am I about to do?
You're about to stand back up.
What am I going to do?
You're going to stand back up.
What have I done?
You've stood back up. Back up.
Again?
You've stood back up.
Very good. What will I do?
You will stood back up. You will stand back up.
Very good. And contract, you'll stand.
You'll stand back up.
Very good. What have I done?
You've stood back up.
Very good. Tell me to open the door.
Open the door.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to open the door.
What am I going to do?
You're going to open the door.
What am I doing?
You are opening the door.
The door.
The door.
Very good. And what am I about to do?
You're about to open the door.
Very good. What will I do?
You'll open the door.
Very good. What am I doing?
You're opening the door.
What have I done?
You've opened the door.
And again?
You've opened the door.
Very good. Tell me to close the door.
Close the door. Close the door.
What does he want me to do?
He wants you to close the door.
What am I going to do?
You're going to close the door.
What am I about to do?
You're about to close the door.
Right. Close.
Close the door.
Very good. What am I doing?
You're closing the door.
What have I done?
You've closed the door.
What did I do?
You closed the door.
Very good. Tell me to shut up.
Shut up.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to shut up.
What am I going to do?
You are going to shut up.
Very good. What am I about to do?
You're about to shut up.
What am I doing?
You are shutting up.
Very good. What did I do?
You shut up.
Very good. Tell me to stop talking.
Stop talking.
What does he want me to do?
He wants you to stop talking.
What am I going to do?
You are going to stop talking.
What am I about to do?
You're about to stop talking.
What am I doing?
You're not speaking. You're not talking.
You can say you're stopping talking.
You're stopping talking.
Sounds strange, but yes, yeah. Tell me to start talking.
Start talking.
What does he want me to do?
He wants you to start talking.
Very good. What am I about to do?
You're about to start talking.
Very good. What have I done?
You've stopped talking.
Well, you've started talking.
You started talking.
Sorry, what did I say?
Yeah. You started talking.
Yeah, sorry, you started talking. You started talking. Very good. And again?
You started talking.
So you've
started talking.
Very good, very good. And tell me to stand up.
Stand up.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to stand up.
What am I going to do?
You're going to stand up.
What am I about to do?
You're about to stand up.
What did I do?
You stood up.
What have I done?
You've stood up.
Very good. And what am I doing?
You're standing up.
Very good. That's it for today, folks. Thank you to Mammon. Thank you to Gabrielle. Thank you to Seve. Thank you to you. Have a good day and stay tuned for Alberto Alonso and the show with no name. Bye-bye.
La leyenda que cada vez que tenía que enfrentarse a una conversación distendida en inglés en la cafetería durante una de las pausas del congreso en el que pensaba que solo iba por aparentar interés ante su jefe, pero es solo una de tantas historias. Lo cierto es que no volvimos a saber de él. No tengas miedo al inglés. Ven a Vaughan y espanta todos esos temores.
El director financiero, que cubría también el área de recursos humanos,